Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, I know I shouldn't be too sarcastic here, but Rosenthal reports that the Pirates have offered a franchise record contract. Do you think for the Pirates that's like 5 years, $40 million, or what kind of offer do you think they put
They're
out
like,
there?
They're like, this is the same contract we offered Andy Van Slyke.
Yes, exactly.
And you're like, what? Most of them are like, who is that? And yeah, no, it's don't fair. Worry. There are plenty of his cards out there.
Right now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. We do, in the future, I'm sorry, Jacob, we haven't done this yet. In the future, we do have music to go along with this from now on. Yeah, I'm working with Alec on that. But... Not today, because Alec's not here. We have Jacob Ray in studio with us. Kevin, it has been, oh my God. Look at that. Jacob knows what song it is. Nice work, dude. He found it.
You didn't believe in him.
I did not, because I didn't say let's do it yet. I even told Alec, I was like, let's wait off just a little bit. So, but thank you. Jeevan Sones is now following me on Twitter.
Can we play at some point how funny he thought that
was? He thought that was hilarious. Because he's like, my family does not want me on social media. It's probably best.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a drunk tirade from Stephen Jones? Like one night he's just furious and he just goes in and starts digging in on Dak. And you're just like, oh, what happened?
The reason I can is because one of your questions about you're like, cut that guy right now. And he goes, I might have thought it, but I didn't say it out loud. And I was like, see? That's humanizing to me. Mm-hmm. You need more humanizing answers from people that are like, yeah, I get just as pissed off as you do.
Yeah, and in reality, think about this for a second. I know we, like, Jerry takes all the arrows, right? Steven gets a lot of them, too. But those guys own a football team. They are also fans of those players and that team as well.
Yeah.
They're like, Jerry sits up in that booth hoping that the team comes away with the win. Not just because of his money, but he loves this game. He really does. He just happens to have more of an investment than we do in it. I guess in percentage-wise, do we have the same investment? If I buy season tickets, my percentage of my money versus his amount of owning this team, are we both equally invested percentage-wise?
That is a really interesting question. I guess
you know how
we
always do, like, Steph Curry got fined this much.
No, I hear what you're saying. I have never thought about that in my life, so I will think about it some
Kevin
more.
Kevin will do the boy math to figure that out.
I don't know. Is that a sexist phrase?
I'm not sure. Well, I mean, we could say girl math.
Okay.
So I don't know.
All right.
But go ahead and give Jeevan Sones a follow on Twitter and see how that works out for you, I guess.
Because you never know.
You never know.
If he's running the salary cap for this team or not.
Well, we did say, look, hey, Jeevan Sones is going to be up pretty soon. And he said, I promise that's not me.
Yes.
But he never said Jeevan Sones.
Okay. Okay. Man, this really has you fascinated, doesn't it?
I wonder. I also did wonder if when he heard that, he called somebody immediately after the interview and he was like, guys, you need to go ahead and purchase the rights to Jeevan Sones just in case.
Yeah. I've got a lot of good ideas, Cowboys.
Kevin, the top 10 passer records over the weekend, 6-4. Big bounce back from the 4-6 week before.
Can I ask you a quick question about that? Because this turned into a passapalooza at times.
Okay.
And I know you could have heard it right here on The Fan, were you more invested in Bills-Bengals because of the snowy backdrop and everything?
Okay, let me kind of break down how my day went then yesterday. Yesterday, when I got up, had a lot going on. His Adrian was heading out to Globe Life Field for Swinging for a Cause, which was wonderful. When I turned the pregames on, because I do like to watch pregame shows. I kind of do things while I'm watching them.
Right.
But I really got invested in that game for Joe Burrow, for the implications it had for Buffalo. This was the first time all season that I didn't just watch Red Zone.
Okay.
I watched the first half of this game. Now, I know Alec last week was like, no, snow is stupid. And I was like, I agree with you.
In a game I'm not invested in, I love it.
But then I realized I have Chase Brown running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. And Dalton Kincaid was on my bench, and Travis Kelce was going up against the Houston Texans, who are really good against tight ends.
Okay.
So I said, I'm starting Dalton Kincaid, first game back from the hamstring injury. He gives me, 10 points, something like that. Travis Kelce gives me 1. So good decision there. Chase Brown ended up having a pretty decent day fantasy-wise, so that helped me out. So I had investments already.
Yeah.
But yes, I felt the snow was an intriguing part of it. And
me too.
Those fans in the stands are amazing. And it did turn into a kind of wild game. We'll get to that in just a second. But 6-4 for top 10 passers. They're now 64-62-2. And then for the top 10 rushers, 8-2. 93-30-2 on the season. So they're doing pretty well for themselves or something like that. All right, hits. Oh, here's some random facts, random stats.
Great.
DK Metcalf is the first Steelers player with 130-plus receiving yards in a game since week 17 of 2023.
And here we got George Pickens. Doing
you know who the receiver was?
George Pickens.
It was George Pickens, Kevin.
I love it. By the way, I want to know if we can, hopefully as a society, probably not, but agree on one thing. It's okay to criticize the game that George Pickens had without thinking that he's a bum and should not be on the team. Like, the pushback you see on some of these things is like, oh, he's been really good this year. Yeah, he's been phenomenal. I've said numerous times he's been better than I could have imagined. But that doesn't change that in a one-game sample size, you're like, I don't think he played very well. Both of those things can happen.
And the implication of the game
yes,
and the stage that it was
for
on,
sure.
I had higher expectations.
Yes.
So that's fair. I think it's very fair. 24 different players had at least one interception this weekend. The season average is 17 different players. So,
wow. Yeah. So this is a big
this is significant. Rams face 1/3 down in the entire first half. 33 plays, 4 possessions, 1/3 down, 3 touchdowns and a field goal. They were on fire against Arizona. And then 31-0 for the Vikings is the largest shutout win for them since 1980.
Ooh, can I add a factoid on that?
Do it.
I believe they are the first team to get shut out one week by at least 3 touchdowns and then shut out the other team the next week by at least 3 touchdowns since 92.
Wow. That's
how
impressive.
Weird is that?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, and I've already seen these questions. Is J.J. McCarthy back as the franchise quarterback? And you're like, that might be quick. He's a bum to he's back.
We will start then, Kevin, with the hits from this weekend.
Okay.
J.J. McCarthy, honorable mention.
Oh.
He threw 16 passes, 3 for touchdowns.
That's good.
Marking the first time this year he hasn't thrown an interception.
In his first 3 touchdown game, right?
Yep. Good for him.
Do you know in his previous 3 games he had 2 touchdowns?
None of those went to Justin Jefferson, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Wow. Blake Corum, also honorable mention. 128 yards, two touchdowns. Pretty impressive for Blake Corum. Now let's move into the top three. Tony Pollard, baby. 161 yards, two touchdowns. Did you see that run for 65 yards for a touchdown?
I did.
That was awesome, dude. He made that cutback. I was like, oh, that's where he lost it. He's going to get tackled there. And he was like, no, I got this. High stepped it all the way in. That was nice. Number two on the hits of the weekend, Puka Nacua. Seven catches, 167 yards, two touchdowns, and his team won, which is important for hits of the weekend.
Because, Jacob, I don't know if you're familiar with this. If you have a standout offensive or defensive performance and your team loses, sometimes he will put you in the misses category, which I think is categorically unfair to the player in question.
Well, it's a team game.
I know, so why are they getting blamed?
George Pickens told us that.
What else did he say about Richard Sherman?
Bias, clout chasing internet or something like that.
PA.
Yeah. And then number one hit of the weekend, Fernando Mendoza to Charlie Becker. Holy cow.
Oh, college?
Were those big time throws and big time catches in like huge moments where obviously, your head coach has an impact on the mentality of, I can make this happen. Those throws were awesome. And on second down, to be able to, you know, being like, you know what, we're going for this on second down. Boom, gotcha. Third down, big play. But then after the game, his interview, he was just so gosh darn awesome. I think he was on McAfee. Jane just posted, and he said, oh, shoot. You know, like, this dude is, he's so wholesome.
So are you in on Hayes Mendoza then?
I believe so.
Because that's those,
dude,
pretty
those,
catchy.
Those throws were impressive. In that, again, big stage, big moment. I'll take Hayes Mendoza as that.
Also, did you see Babe Laufenberg yesterday?
In his Indiana coat?
Yeah. I believe he said he's never worn that before.
Yeah, he's never worn that before. But he did have that. He loved it. He loved showing that one off.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the misses. Ugh. Ugh. Michael Wilson, what a target he's turned into for Arizona. 11 catches, 142 yards, two touchdowns. But Jacob
might have gotten their coach fired.
His team lost.
This feels unfair. He did his best.
Honorable mention.
Okay.
Right? That's why. Not quite in the top three.
Okay.
My fantasy team won because of him. So
there you
he
go.
Won for me.
That's a positive right there. Kevin, and you pointed out whenever the Cowboys played him, you were like, this Michael Wilson kid.
Yes.
Watch out for him. So, positive for Jacob, positive for you, negative for his team.
Could have lost by more? All right.
Again, Puka Nacua, Kevin. 7 for 167. His team won. Michael Wilson's team on the other side of the field lost.
Gotcha.
Buccaneers, also honorable mention. They were held to 2 fourth down conversions against the Saints and are now in a tie with the Panthers for the division lead. And Kevin, you asked a while back if that game at the end of the year was going to decide that division.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to, except I don't think the Buccaneers are going to be there at the end of this year.
Look,
Baker Mayfield has a tough stretch of teams to play to follow, finish this one off.
If you can create a narrative where the Saints should build around Tyler Shuck, yes, I do have questions about your sustainability as an opponent.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Number three on the misses of the weekend, Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns. Shedeur had 364 yards, three touchdowns, one pick, but
that pick was costly.
The Tennessee Tony Pollards were just too much for the Cleveland Browns. Also, do you hate when a coach says with a minute and 3 seconds at the goal line, take the quarterback off the field? And let's let Quinshon Judkins be the dude that might pass this ball into the end zone.
It boggles the mind. You have no complex plays drawn up with your quarterback.
Yes, yeah,
the
exactly.
The only way you can do it, you can do lots of things when your quarterback is just your quarterback.
He's the best thrower on the field.
Yes.
Let him throw the ball.
Surprised they didn't try to activate Deshaun Watson at that point and bring him in.
Let's throw this guy out there. Can we trade back Joe Flacco?
What? What? That was so stupid.
The trade? I get it.
No.
Tomlin agreed.
That play. Yes, he did. No, that play.
Number two, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter and threw two interceptions, one that pick six, giving the Bills the lead, and which was one of the most bananas games of the weekend. We discussed that moments ago about how, like, Kevin, my mom showed up at the house so that she could drive out to the Gilf with us. And it's Globe Life Field.
I understand.
So she showed up, and we're still kind of scrambling to get ready. And so she's sitting down, and she's watching. Every time I turn around, I just hear her going, "Oh my gosh, what a catch! Oh my gosh!" And I'm like, "What's going on in there?" And it was just play after play after play. And Joe Burrow, who had a pretty good day, that was a bad fourth quarter for him.
Can I step back real quick? Does Shedeur or the Cleveland Browns get any extra credit for naming Shedeur the starter now, finally, for the rest of the season?
Does that even help? Deshaun Watson isn't going to get a...
Deshaun Watson's not coming back till next year.
His 21-day window is open, though.
He is not coming back until next year.
All right. So do you think... All right, so you're telling me...
I am.
Going into next season, they will not draft another quarterback, yet they will go with Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders and Deshaun Watson in a three-man battle for first place.
They can't, right? They spent a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick, and they're paying their quarterback $80 million next year, right? They got to take a year off from drafting quarterbacks, don't they?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just 1 year. You can get back to it after that. Just 1 year.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Oh, Mike Evans coming back is really, that's, hold on, sorry, in the 806. Mike Evans, Jalen McMillan, Tristan Wirfs back for the Bucks. That'll make a huge difference. Baker's needed Mike Evans on the field. That you go look at his numbers this season, Mike Evans not being there, it's completely changed everything. I guess that's just my fantasy heart that's had such a struggle here.
All right.
The number one miss of the weekend, though, Kevin, Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts. They've lost four of their last five, three straight. Now they got Seattle, San Francisco, Jacksonville, and Houston remaining. As predicted earlier in the year, Kevin, I do not think the Colts are going to finish this thing very strongly. And that's unfortunate for Daniel Jones, who was having a really good season and looked like he found a home in Indianapolis.
Yeah, that is as brutal as an outcome could be across the board for the Colts. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to fire up a little bit of baseball nuggets, a new Hall of Famer, but probably not the two you were thinking of. Plus, what do you need to happen tonight on Monday Night Football for victory? Next, right here on The Fan.
This segment on the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
And he gets a fastball, drives it deep to left field. It's going. It is gone. Goodbye. Jeff Kent with a grand slam home run. And that has really hurt the hopes of the Montreal Expos. Kent with his 20th home run of the year.
Went so badly for the Expos, they ended up moving. Now, it's time.
I don't know if that was the reason.
Oh, okay. It's time for baseball nuggets, but also what we're going to do in this segment, tell us what you need to happen in tonight's Monday Night Football game to be victorious with your fantasy team. As regular football fans, we're all rooting for the Chargers to hopefully kind of sort of keep the Cowboys playoff hopes alive. But fantasy-wise, what do you need to happen from the 254? I just need A.J. Brown not to score 30 points. That feels definitely achievable.
I think that's definitely, yeah, for sure. But he had a really good game the last time out. And so I wonder if that kind of ignited a little bit of something for him and Jalen Hurts.
So send those in. We'll get back around to them in just a second. In the meantime, let's fire up baseball nuggets and the Hall of Fame era committee. Yes, the Hall of Fame era committee. They have also snubbed Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. And it wasn't even close. Jeff Kent is the lone player to get into the Hall of Fame. So they set up the Hall of Fame era committee, which I believe will meet again in 2028. So the players up for vote: Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Jeff Kent, Carlos Delgado, Don Mattingly, Dale Murphy, Gary Sheffield, and Fernando Valenzuela. They had a group of 16 baseball luminaries, former players, Hall of Famers, all kinds of stuff. And just like the regular Hall of Fame ballot, you needed to get 75% of the vote. So you needed 12 of the 16 people to vote for you. Jeff Kent got 14 votes. So he's in. Carlos Delgado was next with 9. Mattingly got 6. Murphy also got 6. Bonds, Clemens, Sheffield, and Valenzuela all got fewer than 5. So less than a third of the players, actually about a quarter of the players at best, thought that those people were Hall of Famers. And I want to focus in on Bonds and Clemens because I think Sheffield and Valenzuela are different cases, or they didn't get votes for different reasons.
Okay. What
just
reasons?
Strictly play. I think they were like, I don't think you're a Hall of Famer because of what you did. You were excellent, but not Hall of Fame. Whereas Bonds and Clemens, the numbers, you can't dispute that they would have been on Hall of Fame, but it's the cheating aspect.
They were
that
Hall
keeps
of Famers before the cheating.
I think, in fact, I'm like 99% positive you're right about that. But I can't prove that one way or another. And I wonder if, since it was mostly players in this panel, if they're like, don't care. You cheated the game. you don't get in.
Well, I guess the writers felt that way too, because they had 10 chances to go through the Hall of Fame ballot and never made it.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to know there's no cheaters in the Hall of Fame, right?
Surely not.
Yeah, I do feel I'm with Broadus when it comes to Hall of Fame. The sport,
I know for a fact there's a cheater in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the sport itself, I feel like the Hall of Fame is the story of the sport. And you're telling the story via the players that were involved.
Right.
This is a story.
I agree.
Because it's a black eye on the sport doesn't mean you should leave it out.
Yeah.
This was, and it was significant enough to be one of the most gigantic. Now, if you're just telling me it's an honor, all those things, okay. You know what? Fine. You honor the ones that did it right. And not a single one of the dudes that's in there was ever a cheater or did anything wrong.
And here's the other issue that I have with all of this.
And I also do agree, though, Kevin. I've said this for years. Put a red light over the ones that did bad.
You know who is in the Hall of Fame? Bud Selig. It's not like he didn't know that this was happening. I feel like that's pretty well documented.
Yeah.
So that does seem a little bit hypocritical. Actually, it seems a lot more than a bit hypocritical that he is in the Hall of Fame while the rest are not. Now, it gets even more interesting from there.
We need a government intervention here.
I am not interested in that, and I don't think it went super well the last few times the government got involved in baseball either. So I want to keep that as nonpartisan as possible. Due to Clemens and Bonds specifically, though Sheffield and Venezuela are in this group as well, not getting five or more votes in this cycle, that means they won't be eligible for the next contemporary era ballot in 2028, which means the earliest Bonds and Clemens could get into the Hall of Fame is 2031. So, like, now
they can still be alive.
Yeah, no, absolutely, they could.
It just puts them on hold even longer.
And they won't be on this next ballot.
If that's the case, is that punishment?
Sure.
Is that a served punishment? Is there a time where the served punishment's over?
I think we
talked about Michael Vick once, and you were like, look, he did serve his time. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? He did serve his time. He did do that. When the served punishment's over, and who gets to decide what that is?
Okay, so I guess what I would say for Michael Vick is, since he went through like the criminal justice system, they were in a way trying to rehabilitate him, right, as a human. Can you do that for Clemens and Bonds? Like, you can't, because they're trying to punish them for something you can never go back and change.
Right.
Whereas with Michael Vick, I know you couldn't change it, but they were like, maybe now you can be a better person going forward. Well, and better functioning and not doing that. Bonds and Clemens aren't in Major League Baseball anymore, like as active competitors. So you can't encourage them to like get their act right and not cheat in baseball again because they're not active players. So I wonder if some people view it differently. It just...
You know what's even more interesting to me? I'd love to hear the speeches.
Oh,
is that
for
is
sure.
this an opportunity to get up there and say, you know what, I'm going to cleanse myself of all this, or act like it never happened?
Yeah,
and then or say, you know what, now it's time. Now it's time to unload on everybody.
Yeah,
everybody's getting a finger pointed at. That's one of the other things. I'd love that moment. Now I understand how Hall of Fame's probably like, we would not like that moment to happen where they just start, throwing everybody under the bus. But again, part of the story of what those guys did, it needs to be known. You know what? Not more than anything else, I think it's a great example. I think it's a great example of, guys, this happened in the sport. This is what happened to the sport too. And it suffered image-wise because of it.
Do you think critics would argue, but then you eventually ended up rewarding them anyway?
Probably so.
Okay. Look, David Ortiz is in the Hall of Fame. He was on that same list as Barry Bonds was. But, and this is another issue that I have with that then.
it feels like we have a very inconsistent standard. Well, because everybody liked David Ortiz. He was super nice. He was big poppy. Whereas
he won a World Series for a team that suffered.
Yeah, and Barry Bonds was a D-hole. Is that the difference?
So was Roger Clemens.
Yes. So is that the difference? Because David Ortiz was nice and cuddly.
Be nice to the media. Be a fan favorite.
Yeah, and he magically got better at 29. And ended up on that same steroid list, but that's okay.
From the 214, they set the precedent with Pete Rose. They have to die first.
You might be right. And I wonder about the old-timers committee then.
That being said, though, that was a announced lifetime ban.
Correct.
This has never been you understand.
They keep putting him out there. They put him on this brand new committee and they got voted down.
It's passive-aggressive behavior by the Hall of Fame committee.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. It's just it remains interesting. First of all, I'm more fascinated that Jeff Kent got in over Don Mattingly, just as an aside.
Same.
But these are the names that people cared about. Good for Jeff Kent. It looks like Carlos Delgado, maybe when you come back around in 2028, we'll have a shot at this. But I think everyone was focused in on Clemens and Bonds, and they're like, well, the stuffy writers didn't do it, but what about their contemporaries? Well, their contemporaries, or maybe players before them, are like, nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep an eye out on, we've talked about a whole lot of different players at the winter meetings. I know Tarek Skubal is a big focus for a lot of people. Framber Valdez has already started meeting with teams, the Giants, the Mets, and the Orioles in particular. So just keep an eye out on where he might end up as well.
Not Houston.
Yes. I mean, I think that would be positive.
Kind of the goal here, right?
For sure. Yeah.
He was like, I hate my catcher.
Yes, I saw that. I did see that as well. And then just a reminder, tomorrow, the Texas Rangers toy drive. Hopefully you've heard the spots. G-Bag Nation is going to be rocking and rolling out there. And it's just another really cool thing that the Rangers do. Fans who bring a new unwrapped toy, $15 minimum value to Globe Life Field, will get a ticket to a Rangers home game while supplies last. So you can help yourself while also helping people in need.
What kind of toy do you want to take?
Like a cool truck or something.
Trucks are so awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like trucks will transcend age and gender in terms of who thinks they're cool.
Lamborghini race car.
Man, I think a remote control car is also a winner.
Also, RC cars are always awesome.
But I might be too old. Like, Jacob might be like, yeah, that's great. I got drones and AI. I need your stupid little remote control car.
I can fly this with my brain.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Do you like remote control cars, or do you think that's an old people toy?
Dude, I love remote control cars.
Okay.
And like a remote control helicopter, too, way better than a drone. Than a drone.
I like that.
Yeah. So
I had a remote control Batman helicopter.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever try to replicate what the bat
did? It just flew into the fireplace.
Oh,
exploded.
Yeah. Well, I will say, at least toy manufacturers seem to care a little bit more now. Like, and they're like, hey, your toy exploded. Tell your kid to be more careful. Like, there's no lawsuit.
Yeah,
you're just
they're
like,
just gone.
Tell your kid to be more careful with that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Again, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This segment on the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
On the fake. Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Pretty good, Higgy. You?
I'm doing well. What's at the top of mind for you guys? Is it World Cup stuffs? Is it college football, pro football? Where are we going? What do you want to talk about first?
It is college. I don't know how we need to fix this thing. I mean, I don't know. The whole process is kind of bizarre.
Get rid of the Tuesday show if you're just going to D around and switch it up.
Yeah. I mean, I was just telling, I don't know why A&M fell. I don't get Ole Miss jumping A&M. I think that they did it right by putting Miami in over Notre Dame. But then your rankings this entire time were meaningless.
And you know, one of the committee guys was like, we didn't really factor that in until the last minute. And you're like, why?
So stupid to me. Like, everything should be factored in.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, they're next to each other, so now we have to, like, do a thing. Like, no, it's all one big pot, and they should all be, you're factoring everybody versus everybody. What are you doing?
We're not factoring.
And if we're really being honest, I think, and I know they deny it, I think Virginia losing to Duke is the actual reason that Notre Dame got kicked out, because they were like, well, we don't have an ACC champion in there. I guess we might as well put Miami in there, whereas if Virginia would have won, would have been like, good enough, and then let Notre Dame in. I know they're like, that's not what happened. But they also said they didn't factor in a win till the last minute. And so you're like, I don't know what to believe with you guys.
No, I don't either. And Notre Dame's scrambling right now. They're so butthurt. It's honestly pretty hilarious.
They're not playing. It's
just a joke. No, I know. They're punting on the bowl game. They're just like, no, we're done here.
Well, they've got a guarantee for next year that if they're a top 12 ranked team, they're for sure. Like, the whole thing's just bizarre to me. And you know what, Notre Dame, if you're going to be an independent, why don't you schedule a better schedule? You can select who you play. You have a cupcake schedule every year outside of maybe your first two games.
Yeah.
So it's obvious. You can go 0-2 and then win your next 10. How good of a team are you? I really don't know because you haven't played anybody.
Yeah.
Well, they have no choice, though, to play in the ACC because no other conference will take them without being a non-football member.
Right.
So, yeah. So they're not really thinking about football. They're thinking about their other 23 or 4 sports. They have to have a conference for their other sports, and that's their biggest problem. Is that when they the Big Ten wouldn't take them that way, the Southeastern Conference wouldn't take them that way, you know. So they're in a bind, and I think that they came out really disappointed that the conference went after them with the Miami and Notre Dame comparisons.
Yeah,
but Notre Dame really isn't an ACC member. They don't play. They don't play football. I mean, they play
schedule,
but their other 23, 24 sports do, and so that's kind of where they're at right now. They really don't have much of a fight here because of the situation that they're in, because they choose to be independent the way they are.
And you lost head to head, and head to head's got them.
I don't think they're. I don't think Notre Dame. I really am surprised Notre Dame, because I think Notre Dame is the Dallas Cowboys of college football. I think there's so many people that love Notre Dame football, the whole mystique of it and all that, the history of Notre Dame football, that they're kind of like Cowboy fans. Like if they're on TV, I thought the committee would really, really protect them when it came to seeing if they were going to stay or not, but they didn't. And that's but I think you guys are onto something. I think they said, listen, we've got to send an ACC representative to this thing, and it's got to be our highest rated team, and it's Miami is why I think they did what they did.
What would ever compel Notre Dame to join?
I think you'd have to see several runs of this exact scenario,
yeah,
and where they hammer home how important like a conference championship is or having a tougher schedule.
They love Notre
freedom.
Notre Dame is going to ride this out until we get 40 teams playing college football together. You know, until the super conference. That's what Notre Dame they want to be able to have the flexibility to have the money to do what they want. They don't want to give the money to a conference, you know, and that's fine. You know, that's the choice to make. I'll tell you, I think BYU has gotten better joining the Big 12.
So that is another thing that was perplexing to me about
How about BYU's two losses, both to a team, top four team in the country?
And yet they
Tech didn't move up.
And they drop
because
of a conference championship loss.
Yeah.
But Alabama does not, even though they lost to essentially the same team. Like Georgia and Tech are 3-4. So it's not like one was 3, the other was 15. They lost to two teams with first round byes, and Alabama, that's fine. But BYU, you need to be punished.
Yeah, and I think Notre Dame should have more of a beef with the Alabama situation and the SEC stuff that's going on, because I think it's fine for Miami to be in there. I understand BYU. Listen, you got boat raced. You know, like you got tore up really in both of those games versus Texas Tech.
Whereas at least Alabama won the first one against
Georgia. Yeah, Georgia gets revenge.
Yeah, so there's all those elements in there, but it's just a weird deal the way they do all this stuff. And you're always going to have a bunch of angry fan bases, no matter how much you expand it. It's always going
to
be
the
argument.
To your point, no matter how much you expand it, you're up to 68 in basketball now, and people will still bitch about that all day.
Yeah, for sure.
And how many new experts are there that are mad about James Madison? And I'm like, that's the rule. That's been the rule. Like, sorry if this is breaking news that Tulane and James Madison get in.
Yeah. I mean, Duke winning caused a lot of chaos, and that's probably something that they need to go back and figure out. I think the disappointing thing is you don't want to look at what we have now with the matchups and it be underwhelming. Like, I'm looking at the games that we have, and are you super excited? I'm not that excited to go watch Tulane get their ass kicked by Ole Miss again. That's a rematch game.
Okay.
James Madison, Oregon. I'd love it if James Madison could win this, but the likelihood is they won't. I hope that they do. But these matchups are like OU-Alabama, another rematch. A&M Miami, I guess, is probably the game that I'm most excited
for. Yeah, but I hear you on Tulane and Ole Miss for sure. I think the one I do care about is James Madison. I'm more interested in seeing like James Madison Oregon than if it was Oregon BYU or something like that. Because
how do they match up?
Yeah, because I just love like that underdog aspect. I get it that now two of your four games have spreads of like 14 to 21 points. To start, but I like the at least one underdog being in there to see if they can like really disrupt it.
No, I'd love it. And I'd love it if Tulane got revenge and beat Ole Miss. I mean, Ole Miss is dealing with a lot of chaos.
They did get their ass kicked.
But they did, like 45 to 10, I think, was the final score. So it's like we've seen this before. At least if it was Tulane versus a team they hadn't played, there's possibly, we don't know. We don't know what to expect. But they have played and Ole Miss ran them.
Yeah, Heggie, you get that satisfaction every March when you fill out that bracket.
Okay.
That's when
fair. I hear you.
Picking teams to upset Duke in round one.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. We were in the Final Four last year.
That's what you do.
And then we lost.
That's what you do.
Good
Virginia,
things happen.
People like that.
And then we lost.
They could really use a Cinderella run, though, to legitimize this kind of look, but I just don't think it's going to happen in football.
No.
So then you could maybe win one game.
Are you eventually just going to go to these other conferences and be like, hey, get on board or don't. We don't need you to legitimize our national championship. Like, I don't think anyone's going to go, oh, James Madison and Tulane weren't in there. This is not a real national champion. Like, if they're going to redo the way they structure this, do they need sign-off from the other conferences?
I don't think so, no.
They're doing them a favor, it feels like.
And it seems like for everything that's wrong with college football, the popularity is still at an all-time high, and as much as the fans complain, the ratings are great, and everybody's tuning in. So I think this is just part of college football, is all the hand-wringing over the rankings. And you said it best, I don't think there's a limit on the teams you could go to that would get people satisfied.
And
it's just part of the fun.
And I realize they're in the same conference now, but I just don't want people to forget. What used to happen is you would have had like your number one team playing the Orange Bowl and your number two team playing the Rose Bowl, and they wouldn't actually play each other, and you'd be like, I don't know, I thought this win was more impressive over another opponent. You just have to like make up who was the best team.
BCS.
At least they get a chance.
Maybe
to play
you just
each other.
Get rid of the championship games, and you just do this thing: the top 12 ranked teams. We don't do the conference championship games anymore.
Because they're and I
it's Carter, money, man.
Carter and I disagree about.
I thought the bowl games was money. Now you have all these schools opting out. The bowl games are about to.
I think the bowl games lose money. I think these teams that are these teams are using the fact that they don't have coaches as an excuse not to play in these games.
Sure,
but they're also they're saying, listen, why do we want to spend this money to go to a bowl game that doesn't mean anything to us? There's some teams that. Like, there's some teams that will embrace it, and then there's others that will say, ah, this is not.
It's the TV revenue, right? That's why they wanted the bowl game.
I'm expecting my LSU Tigers to play in the Houston Bowl and get beat by the University of Houston. That's how I am
I just want to know what kind of coach is going to turn down an extra three weeks of practice in a meaningful game.
Well,
this is a big learning opportunity for your roster, the time off between games.
It used to be for the players, and now it's for the money, but these programs go and lose money at these bowl games. So that's why they don't want to,
above their pay grade.
Yeah, what they would say is like, listen, we'll give you we'll make it up. We'll give you the $1.5 million that we were going to lose at this bowl game. We'll give it to you in NIL money. How about that? They'll figure out ways to do it.
It would be great if we could give everybody college football amnesia and just rebuild it from the ground up.
Yes.
Because all the history plays here, but really there should be multiple leagues for the 120 teams.
Right.
They shouldn't all be competing for the same national
championship. There's going to be a time where we're not going to see James Madison play for one of these things. I'm telling you, this TV, the massive super conference TV package, that's just right around the corner. Get ready for that.
I can't wait to see how bad they get blown out. I think that's the tune in.
I think you're right, but there's a tiny part of me that hopes they get out to like that 7-3 lead midway through the second quarter, and I'm like, oh,
I want the upset. That'd be so fun.
It's going to look really bad if all of a sudden these teams, like if James Madison goes out there and gets really bullied.
Yeah.
That's going to look bad for college football.
It is.
In most situations, the number 3 or 4 team is going to bully the 12th or 16th best team, no matter where they're from.
Yeah.
We got Pure Gold as always. Yes. Hey, thanks for asking. We'll talk a lot of college football, including Ari Temkin, Big 12. Of radio on tune from
love
TuneIn.
Ari.
Yeah.
Roll home with the G Bag Nation. I do. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us.
Do you?
I do
tomorrow,
too. I really
10
do.
a.m. Yeah. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say love Ari again, Kevin.
I do love Ari.
Do you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.